Welcome to the Retail Tech Podcast. Today, I have Jason Wolseley from Magento. He's the SVP of Product and Technology, and we're going to talk about what's new at Magento. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great, Darius. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. Let's start talking about the new Magento for B2B release that just came out.
Yeah, so we announced at Imagine 2017 earlier this year the launch of our B2B capability for our Magento Commerce Digital Commerce Cloud product, and that's it's a giant step forward in B2B capabilities. We're really excited to be already enjoying market leadership in B2B both internationally and here in North America. With from an IR 1000 perspective, we have over twice as many customers on our platform as our nearest competitor, and our progress there is growing substantially. So we're really excited to be kind of doubling down on B2B capabilities, and that market is growing at an exceptional rate right now. Probably projected to be by 2020, I think over 2x the B2C market. At somewhere around 6.7 billion in online transactions. So just a tremendous opportunity there and a place where we recognize our merchants really are needing to participate in an increasing manner. We have over 260,000 customers and over 70% of them are engaged in some type of B2B as well. So, we're starting to see a blend of, traditional B2C merchants also having to take on some B2B workflows. And so we're really excited to be able to bring those capabilities to market in such an elegant and native way.
Okay, so as far as some specific features of the B2B solution, what was released at Imagine this year?
So essentially, we released a set of modules that are designed to work with the Enterprise Edition in our Digital Commerce Cloud that allow customers to do things like address requests for quotes, and quoting is really an essential part of B2B. It's a significantly different workflow than what happens in traditional B2C commerce, where there's very frequently a negotiation over price, there's a negotiation over quantity, and a lot of times those negotiations have durable impacts on your price list. And so we've also allowed the ability to have a flexible catalog that can address your B2B merchants, and including companies and departments and the hierarchies within a business entity can have different price points, and those negotiations can be durable, so that you can have a one-off request per quote where you are willing to give a 10% break because you're trying to move some product, but at the same time you could say, okay, this, as a result of this negotiation, the price for this customer is now going to be set at this 10% off discount on a go-forward basis, which gives our merchants a ton of flexibility in how they approach pricing, and one of the key pieces to adding that workflow is the ability to kind of document that negotiation and the quoting process. So we allow merchants as well as their business entity customers to comment on those quotes and really have a significant workflow where they eventually arrive at a negotiated rate and are ready to fulfill that order. We've added the ability to quickly reorder. We know that a lot of B2B transactions tend to be repeat orders of things that for either bill of materials or replenishment. And so we built in the capability to very quickly go and request a requisition and just reconstitute an order from scratch. And then of course you can make edits to that if you have a few one-off things that your orders are generally the same, but sometimes your quantities of one or two items change. Very easy to go in and accomplish that now within the Magento software. It's a great set of features, a lot of really good stuff that I think is all of the things that we're doing here are things that we've contemplated. Should this be sort of handled by an extension, or does this belong at kind of the core Magento Commerce framework? And these are strategic decisions we've made to kind of bring these concepts into the core and provide our solution integrators, our systems integrators and our solution partners, as well as our technology partners, a ton of flexibility in how they can extend this into differentiation for our merchants, because we know that B2B especially requires a lot of flexibility in how you approach these different these concepts, and we want to honor the fact that our merchants know their competitive advantages and their business processes are very likely to be constituent to that. We give them the ability to go implement those business processes within our framework without being overly prescriptive about how these commerce transactions are actually conducted. So another really big advantage from Magento is just that kind of core flexibility. And that's, I think, another area where, there's a lot of use cases that we can't even contemplate that we know that, our customers are going to go exercise and they're going to be able to do so successfully on Magento.
Right. Okay. So for people that I guess may not be as familiar with Magento, it's basically a platform that provides some basic core functionalities as you referred to. And then it has a lot of capabilities for people to build on top of that. So what we're talking about here is that these are items that are added to the core functionality. So
that's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. Is this in the different versions of Magento, which versions do these, the B2B actually go into? Enterprise?
So the B2B actually is going into the Enterprise edition, and we're going through a little bit of a name change process now, where we're referring to that Enterprise edition as our Digital Commerce Cloud. That's the product that we've added these B2B capabilities onto, and we've done that again, I think, for a lot of smart reasons, most of which are that folks engaging in B2B have a fairly unique skill set, and we'd like to make sure that they get the very best experience on Magento and are taking advantage of all the capabilities that the Enterprise platform offers. And this includes things like support for very large carts and being able to import an order from a CSV or a spreadsheet, be able to just have a giant list of SKUs and pipe those into an order that requires some scalability and some performance that aren't contemplated by many of our competitors. And so we're again really excited to be able to kind of help drive this towards the future with native capabilities that are going to be extremely meaningful to these customers.
Okay, great. I see another item here on the list is the integrations part. Do these integrations also include the marketplaces like eBay and Amazon?
So we certainly have an extension marketplace that provides capabilities against Amazon, eBay, Walmart's acquisition of Jet.com, Alibaba. That's an area where we depend on our technology partners to help bridge the gap, because again, that's not an area, that's not a channel proliferation that everybody engages in. And so rather than treat that as a core component, we're actually treating that as a part of our extension framework. So those capabilities are certainly available to merchants, but not considered as part of the core. The integrations that really matter from a B2B perspective are into kind of core and legacy ERP systems, CRM systems, and supply chain management systems. And we've got some fantastic capabilities there where we've built in very flexible APIs, and we already have integrations with SAP and a lot of the back end systems that drive a lot of these sales, right? I mean, because what you're looking at is merchants that are using bill of materials and really sourcing their inventory and supplies through their ERP system. It becomes a natural extension of that process to actually be able to do replenishment and conduct commerce through similar channels. So we make sure that integration is solid and available to all of our customers.
Okay, great. So now going to one of the other industry solutions, I see there is a solution for Magento for health and beauty. Is that a separate license or package, or how does that work?
Well, it's not actually a separate package. So again, we're depending on the flexibility of our core platform to be able to extend into a variety of verticals, recognizing, however, that there's unique and nuanced constraints within those verticals that your e-commerce platform needs to be able to service in a fairly native way. And so what we try and do here is really say, for a particular vertical, let's take health and beauty as an example. Health and beauty, I think, is an area where you have a proliferation of SKUs, right? You have thousands of color options. You have a variety of different consumer packaged goods, but you do have inventory constraints there. So that's a great candidate for not just the digital commerce cloud product, but also our commerce order management product, which again, brings this kind of omni-channel and multi-warehouse fulfillment to the tool set. So, you know, what we're looking at now as we become more of a solution company with a portfolio of products is recognizing that one size does not fit all in commerce. And so for each of these verticals, we're able to, you know, provide recommendations for what is likely to be the common scenarios that our merchants would experience and get them in you know, off to a good start in terms of an acceleration pack that essentially provides what we expect to be the core needs for a merchant in that vertical.
Okay, so if a company that's in health and beauty starts using Magento, then basically they would work with the solution technology partners to build specific applications for them, but Magento actually has a specific, let's say, for example, stack or solution that they would recommend to these companies, right?
Yeah, that's essentially it. I mean, so as we learn more about, you know, as we go through the process of talking with the merchant about their needs, one of the things that, you know, will sort of steer the entire process is, you know, what vertical you're in and what your percentage of B2B versus B2C or even direct to consumer activities that you expect. And then we actually can, you know, help them navigate our system integrator network. These solution partners have their own expertise and have built up practices around certain verticals that tend to lend themselves to getting merchants off to a faster start and have contemplated some of the nuances of those verticals into their offerings. And so we're getting to a place now where we're very much able to say, you know, we can get to the 90% of the capabilities that we know these verticals are going to need with a, you know, prescribed mix of our products and selecting a system integrator that, you know, familiar with that practice and has expertise in that particular vertical. And that just gets the merchant off to a faster start, right? They're then worried about only the kind of last mile of differentiation and really how are they, able to kind of give that brand experience to the online experience. And that's where, again, having the flexibility of a platform like Magento just is leaps and bounds above where our competition is in terms of being able to differentiate by theme versus being able to have meaningful differentiations in every aspect of your experience.
Okay. So what about small business? How does Magento handle, or is Magento looking at growing into the small business commerce market?
That's a great question, Darius. And you know, I'd answer that by saying we're already there. We have a tremendous install base of small businesses that are leveraging Magento, both in our enterprise edition, but probably more commonly on the community edition of our software, the Magento open source model, where we're actually freely providing our commerce engine to the marketplace, and that's an extremely attractive proposition for merchants that are just getting started out. There's a great amount of work that we can do that to help, you know, improve our service to that market. And we are underway on a lot of those things, you know, looking at onboarding capabilities and really just improving the user experience as we've done, across our portfolio for the prior years. We're continuing that effort. But we've had a great and very loyal following in the small business space, and it's really, you know, it's a unique proposition for Magento because we're able to provide this, you know, this software free of charge with the opportunity to get not just up and running but actually to run a successful business. So it's fantastic to see these merchants, as they grow, they graduate into a feature set that lends itself more to enterprise offerings or to our commerce order management, or perhaps they're looking for insights into their business using our Magento Business Intelligence product. So we're able to provide a very, very comprehensive set of capabilities across a broad swath of the market. It's a rare place to be and really does give us a tremendous amount of insight into what we can do there. But small business is always going to be important to Magento. We're continuing to invest in capabilities that make small business a successful venture. You can see our investment in the open source product has not decreased. We've just recently, as part of the 2.2 release from announced at Imagine, we've added the Magento Business Intelligence capabilities to our CE product. So small merchants get a better set of insights into the performance of their business. And it's a good story all the way around. But we're, again, really, really proud to be in a spot to be able to do that. I think that's looking at our industry, it's not there's just not as much openness as we'd like to see. So happy to lead the way there.
Great. Basically, the entry for a retailer that wants to start working with Magento, the entry point would typically be the community edition, right? And then from there on, they would add on more things, especially for a small
business. For a small business starting out, absolutely. A lot of times we do see, fairly a well-established business that are just now getting into the online space or making a more significant investment in online. And those are probably better fit for the enterprise edition. We've got I think we've done a really good job of making our product accessible, but still having the powerful capabilities of enterprise edition available as a very easy upsell, and step up when and if a merchant needs it. I mean, we hope all of our customers grow and build their businesses into a place where they can, more readily take advantage of our, commerce order management and omni-channel capabilities and of the advanced analytics we offer and our data warehousing system with business intelligence. It's a suite of capabilities that we like to, allow merchants to grow into. But you're right. I think the starting point for a small merchant would certainly be, picking up the open source edition, getting shops set up, starting to understand, how to grow their business as they do that with a platform that's highly capable and extremely performant.
Right. And you also have integrations into social channels, right?
Yeah, that was another exciting part of the announcements at Imagine. We launched our Magento Social product, which is just very easily and seamlessly provides the ability for Magento merchants to actually conduct commerce on social channels. We've got a great start with our Facebook integration and looking to expand that over the coming months to a variety of other social channels. But really, really is a very cool kind of approach here as we start to see commerce happening and these, sometimes maybe not intuitive channels, right? Social, I think a lot of people said, was never going to be for a commerce channel, and the Facebook ads were never going to work. And of course, now that's a vibrant and very viable marketplace. And we do find that, folks want to take recommendations and act on those recommendations within a social stream. Being able to provide the capability to, very quickly and elegantly put together a commerce offering for a social stream is something that we're extremely excited about. So lots more to come there, but yes, Magento Social is coming with 2.2 as a bundled extension, and we couldn't be more proud of it.
So one of the things that I'm hoping that I can do as a part of my podcast and talking to different companies is really helping retailers to make an educated, path for themselves from all the different technology solutions that are available to them. There's definitely, if you go to a conference, you see a lot of different products. Even, let's say you're looking at the marketing side, or there are multiple ones. The question is, how does one get started? So that's why I'm trying to see, for example, if we were to talk to a new small business that wants to get set up on online, what would be the package that they should look at, for example? So set up community edition, get a store set up, as you mentioned. So I think you had some good steps there, and then start to look at different payment options. What payments are you going to select to offer? Social integration, email marketing. Is this the type of support and help that's available to customers when they come to Magento, so they can get, they don't have to spend days and months trying to figure things out by themselves?
Well, okay. So I think there's a couple of things I want to unpack in that, because what you make some very, very good points, right? And one is, looking at a merchant that is committed to their business, right? This is not not really a hobbyist, but someone who is, making a significant investment in getting an online presence set up and being able to merchandise effectively and grow their business. But that doesn't want to mess with the headaches of, you know, setting up hosting and learning how to, you know, to do, you know, whatever theming and customizations that they may need. You know, our suggestion there is that they actually start with our digital commerce cloud product, right? That they go to something where we will take care of the hosting, we will take care of the uptime and the scalability. We're able to provide a tremendous amount of guidance for those merchants in terms of, you know, how they get set up and started. We're able to help connect them with the partners that they'll need to be successful across a variety of different areas of their business. And I think that's the, you know, from a concierge standpoint, that's going to be the very best way to get started. And you know, we've got a lot of different, you know, offers in terms of how we can make that more approachable for merchants. And I think, you know, pricing is certainly one area where we're getting better about understanding our hosting costs and how we can take advantage of some savings that we get as an aggregator and pass those on to customers to get a more comprehensive package that they can have a lot of confidence in. Now, CE is certainly a viable option, but, you know, what I would say on the CE side is that there is less of a concierge, right? I mean, this is open source software, so it's not, you're not getting in touch with an account manager. You don't have access to our really technical and super talented launch management staff that, you know, walks you through the process of getting yourself up and running, including loading your inventory and understanding your pricing considerations and all of the international capabilities, right? I mean, we're seeing more and more that merchants that want to get started out the gate are actually setting up stores that can fulfill in a variety of different countries. And that's another, you know, set of capabilities that Magento, you know, offers natively. And, you know, we love when merchants take advantage of it. But it's an area where if you are a new merchant, you're probably going to want some handholding there. And we've got just a tremendous network of folks to help out. But I definitely recommend that the Digital Commerce Cloud would be the right place to start for a merchant that, you know, is really not looking to take on any hassle, doesn't want to invest in IT staff or necessarily have a separate vendor for their web hosting.
Right. So what about international expansion? How should a retailer or manufacturer in the US look at international expansion?
Well, I'd say, you know, look cautiously. And the reason I say that is because the complexity of your merchant operation goes up significantly when you're fulfilling out a country. You have a different set of logistics and a different set of cultural norms. A lot of times the capabilities and honestly, you know, it's not something to be afraid of, but I think it is something to recognize that, you know, as you start to do that, you're going to probably want to find fulfillment partners and drop shippers or Amazon made it very easy to fulfill in a variety of parts of the world. We're doing the exact same capabilities within Magento. But there's a, you know, there's an element of, you know, understanding you've got to have relationships with shippers. You need to be, you know, cognizant of the tax code and you know, certainly going into VAT taxing. Magento supports all of these out of the box and it's very easy to set up. But you want to be strategic about your international expansion. I'd strongly recommend that, you know, you pick a beta country and, you know, start your operations, you know, out of your home country and then that one new country and sort of learn how as you go, right? Rather than having a one fell swoop multinational rollout, certainly better to iterate and, you know, build those relationships and sort of, you know, begin to understand the nuances of that particular geography as you get there.
Okay. You mentioned something about, you know, working with established retailers that are just starting to look into getting serious about online commerce. You know, it's 2017. I don't think there's anybody in the probably US at least, or in business in the world that doesn't know about e-commerce. Are you still finding a good number of established retailers that have not started being serious about online?
Well, and I'd say less so on the B2C side, but certainly on the B2B side. I mean, we have seen a number of, you know, B2B customers that are now you know, starting to kind of catch the wave of digital commerce and understanding the efficiencies that it can drive into their operation. And really more to the point is that the improvements that we've made in B2C commerce over the year have actually changed expectations of businesses. They don't necessarily want to have to look at a faxed in price list and then, you know, conduct their B2B orders through an EDI operation. They're starting to find that, you know, those latent inefficiencies and those legacy processes are ripe for disruption. And, you know, the tooling that we use for B2C is not that different from what B2B customers need. And certainly with the addition of features like we added in our B2B module recently, those are changing the name of the game as, you know, B2B companies start looking at how they can compete more effectively. And so we're certainly seeing a lot of B2B operations that are, you know, now considering, you know, branded manufacturers that are considering direct to consumer. You know, this is a kind of a new trend and really something that shows how integrated the digital experience is becoming across, you know, all aspects of commerce. So, and we do see some in B2C that, you know, have been kind of traditionally boutique retailers that, you know, felt like they couldn't get their brand experience across effectively in a digital medium. And now we're giving them tools that allow them to, you know, with confidence, be able to provide that boutique and very, very personalized experience to shoppers. So lots of progress across the board. And I think we continue to see that type of advancement as these tools become easier to use.
Yeah, I think it definitely seems like from also things that I hear is that the brands are probably the ones that really are like waking up now and saying, how do I, you know, initially the first thing that when internet started and online shopping started was the channel conflicts. And a lot of brands and manufacturers stepped back because they didn't want to disrupt their relationships with retailers. But now all of that is pretty much out the door. And you need to look out for yourself, really.
Yeah, no, that's right. And the winners of that are the consumers, right? I mean, it's driving efficiencies and operations that just have not been seen before. And so, you know, it's great to see that competition and that, you know, kind of, you know, changing dynamic of the market landscape has really driven, you know, value into consumers' hands. So, you know, in my opinion, it's working as intended. It's just sometimes slower than we'd like it to be.
Right. So, well, you know, the life of a retailer is, or a brand is not easy these days, unfortunately. So, you know, not only they have to figure out what product to actually build and make and how to make it and the cost and distribution, the customer engagement side has become pretty complicated and it's, you know, it's changing on a regular basis. So I think it's good to provide as much support to them as possible. We don't want to see them go out of business all, you know, I don't want to see a world in the future where there are no retail stores.
So, oh, absolutely. And I certainly hope that dystopian future does not befall us, because I think there's a tremendous amount of innovation that happens in these personal customer touch points, and digital is an augmentation of that, you know, we want to see, and we know, look, I know how difficult it is for merchants today, right? They get hit by one thing, a buzzword pops up, they feel like they have to invest in that, they're playing catch up, and then before they even get their implementation out the door, there's a new thing that comes along. It is an incredibly challenging environment to just keep up with and make the right bets on technology. So the best advice I can give a merchant there is to choose a platform that's flexible enough to accommodate all of these new and upcoming concepts that are able to, you know, one that's able to grow with you as you grow and really can provide that long-term value that you only get from a product company that's so dedicated to our customers that we turn our software over to them willingly, that we encourage their participation in all aspects of our business. You know, it is a really special time right now in this commerce convergence, and it's just an honor to be a part of it at all.
Yeah, I agree. I think the platform is probably like selecting the brain for your business. I mean, not the human brain, of course, but the digital, the computer brain is the platform. If you and picking the platform is going to either enable you or disable you in everything that comes at you in the future. And some things we don't even know, you know, like what is next? Voice commerce. I mean, all of these things. Is the platform robust enough to handle things that we don't even know right now? And how are you going to, you know, handle that? So I think that's definitely, it's a core decision for retailers to make. So one last question, you know, Magento being independent, open source company, very successful, and then going through the eBay family and now back independent again. What's the future for Magento? I know things are really happening and a lot of excitement, but what do you see Magento in, let's say, the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, we're committed to continuing our dominance of commerce, right? We're not letting up on the gas at all. We've made significant investments across all areas of our business, and we continue to grow. We're over 600 people now, and you know, we're looking at that 26% market share, that global leadership position, as an opportunity to go and grab more. We want to be the answer for the next generation of commerce technology. So we're making tremendous investments in research and development to help drive the future-proofedness of our software. I don't know if that's an actual word, but I'm going to use it anyway. It's an area where we're making investments in sales and marketing. We're doing everything we can to help enable and empower our partners to be able to drive the best value to these merchants. So, you know, I think Magento's future is extremely bright. I would love to see us, you know, talking in 3 to 5 years about our, 50% share and how we've become the de facto solution for commerce across the board, because we're going to do it that well. That's our commitment to, not just our customers and our employees, but to the community at large. Is we're going to remain on the cutting edge. We're going to provide the best commerce platform in the world, and we're going to do that for the next 10 to 15 years. And it's going to be an extremely fun ride. I can't wait to see what's next.
Yes. Well, and on that note, I want to thank you for your time. Exciting times for Magento. Best of luck in everything you're doing.
Well, Darius, thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.